WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A cordless drill was used as the weapon in an assault investigated by College Station police Friday night. An occupant of the loft's apartment, 21-year-old Matthew Lentz, is accused of striking an apartment security officer. Then, as the officer called 911, Lentz is accused of getting a power drill and turning it on while pushing it against the officer's neck. The security officer said Lentz eventually dropped the drill and he restrained him until police arrived. The security officer said he had taken Lentz's car keys and driver's license after Lentz came to the lobby highly intoxicated. Lentz was escorted back to his apartment when the assault occurred. A Bryan man is accused of stabbing his mother multiple times after she told him to stop playing on the computer and help around the house. Police say 20-year-old Ulrich Kuchurik used two kitchen knives in the attack Friday night. The mother was taken to the hospital, who called 911, told police her son eventually gave her the knives, then walked away, and she hid the knives under the bathtub. Detectives say Kuchurik was arrested after confessing to Friday night's aggravated assault, which included 8 cuts to her jaw, shoulder, hand, chest, and neck. A Bryan man arrested 4.5 years ago for downloading child pornography on his family's computer is off to prison. A jury trial in Brazos County District Court ended in a plea agreement where 37-year-old Nivlak Simmons was sentenced to 10 years. He won't appeal the conviction and punishment, and he'll be required to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life.
There was never any actual communication with any children or any actual, like, videos or anything like that to indicate that it ever went beyond just downloading child pornography.
Assistant Brazos County District Attorney Jessica Askew says it took time to determine it was the defendant who downloaded close to 300 images between 2005 and his arrest in 2008.
Showed a perfect synchronization that when Nivlak Simmons was not at work and Susan Simmons was at work is the times when child pornography was being downloaded on the computer.
Askew says the computer was shared with Simmons' wife and their 4 children. She says FBI agents in Illinois detected Simmons downloading images of child victims from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Another man has been charged with murder in the recent Snook shooting. 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell, who was treated and released from the hospital, is now being held in the Burleson County Jail. He's charged with the murder of 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station with a $1 million bond. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan was previously arrested and charged at the scene of the crime, which is still under investigation. A College Station man is accused of driving over several mailboxes and striking a parked vehicle on Longmire near Deacon, then leading police on a pursuit. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says 20-year-old Tyler Willis landed in the hospital before going to jail.
The pursuit ended at Texas Avenue right in front of the Burger King. The defendant had lost control of his vehicle and jumped out of the driver's door, landing in the inside lane of the northbound Texas Avenue.
The Thursday night incident took place after College Station police responded to a report of a bicyclist who was hit by a van in the middle of Welburn Road near Graham Road.
The driver of the van saw a white car coming from the northbound lanes come into his lane as if he was going to turn westbound. To avoid collision, the van swerved into the median and struck the bicyclist.
The bicyclist, 42-year-old Sean Jobert, was taken to the med with serious injuries. Logan says he was not wearing a helmet and there were no lights or reflectors on the bicycle. The Bryan School Board will listen but take no action tonight on the proposal to change the attendance zones of Bryan and Rudder High starting next year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says making both schools 4A for extracurricular purposes would reduce the amount of time spent out of the classroom.
You ask our teachers and our students to do well academically, but yet they're on the road. And people need to remember that our people travel, our extracurricular people travel Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. There's a great deal of travel. And so we wanted to make for sure that those teachers got home at a reasonable hour, and as well as our students.
Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Bryan ISD Administration Building. As the newly elected District 14 representative who covers rural areas around the Twin Cities, Cal Cassell says he's keeping his eyes on the situation developing between TCEQ and Dow Chemical determining Brazos River water rights. Cassell says although cities are somewhat protected, rural areas are possibly threatened, and the Texas Farm Bureau has already filed suit.
I've talked to a number of farmers up and down the Brazos. I mean, this is also affecting our friends further west. I know I've talked to Marsha Farney and the two Sheffields, J.D. and Ralph. I mean, this is having implications all along the basin of the Brazos. So it's going to be very interesting times. Dow did call in its senior water rights.
Cassell says all the days they've been skeptical and argued about junior and senior water rights are coming to a head. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our businesses allow us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some cool weather and some showery weather in the forecast for the region. Lots of clouds today. A couple of showers around. High temperatures only 43 to 48 this afternoon. Clouds may be an isolated shower tonight, 35. For tomorrow, we'll see some sun peeking through those clouds. There could be an isolated shower. Highs tomorrow near 45. Partly to mostly cloudy near 30 tomorrow night. It turns partly sunny on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M wins its first SEC road game in Kentucky. Aggie football loses yet another coach to Texas Tech, and we'll talk about the NFL playoffs, of course, all coming up at 7:50.
You know, and probably the thing that's pretty neat for Billy Kennedy is, you know, when you're fighting for space in the media there, there's Kentucky and then there's Louisville, and if it's anybody other than that, it gets tough. And he used to coach in Kentucky, and to come into Rupp and win there is probably kind of especially personally kind of neat for him.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, Aggies like it too.
You think?
Okay, so Jose Canseco, I think we all remember Jose.
I had a glove with his name on it.
Did you? Did you ever bounce a ball off your head that went for a home run like he did?
Ouch, no way.
Yeah, he was an outfielder. Was he with the Rangers at that time, I think, when a fly ball hit him on top of the head and bounced out of the park?
It was after he was with the A's, I think.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, Jose Canseco's days in the sun may not be over. He is planning a new career now as a public service. Public servant.
Get out of here. Is he going to be a cop?
No. Oh, if that were all he was going to be.
Just give him a baseball bat.
Series of tweets sent out Friday announcing his intention to become the mayor of Toronto.
Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Quote, trading hugs for displaying Yes We Can Seiko signs. Yes We Can Seiko.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway. He says he will manage or play for the Blue Jays free and hopes to repaint my gold seat again. He's not a Canadian citizen, but he hopes to get political asylum due to the fact that he was born in Cuba and technically a refugee. So, okay.
Oh, my God.
I guess taking those steroids, you get the shot in your butt, but it could affect your brain over time.
Hey, the Blue Jays aren't a bad team.
I'm just saying, though, he's going to be mayor of Toronto. He's going to have anything to do with Toronto. I have to believe Toronto says, thanks, but no thanks. We appreciate you wanting to do something for us, but we didn't ask you.
Here's some back bacon. Now go away.
Yeah, go away. Hey, it's Girl Scout cookie time.
Woo-hoo!
Is it?
Yep, that
already?
Time of year when the neighborhood kiddos are knocking on the doors. Boxes have undergone a makeover, but don't worry, the cookies are still the same.
Oh, yeah?
The new packages arrive as Girl Scouts of America completes its 100th year. Redesigned for the first time in 1999, the bright boxes feature images of Girl Scouts in New York, taken by Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer David Hume Kennerly. Each year, around 3 million girls sell 200 million boxes of candy, cookies. The current record, 17,328 boxes.
By one girl?
By one girl. Jennifer Sharp of Dearborn, Michigan.
She's quite the overachiever.
She was 15 when she set the record in 2009. Trying to figure out what her parents do.
Yeah. Sell cookies?
Yeah, they just put the little thing up probably in the break room like everybody else's mamas and daddies. It's just a matter of who they get that out to. Maybe she sells them online. I have no idea. Anyway, the most popular cookies, of course, Thin Mints at 25%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, I don't know. What's your favorite?
Oh, I like Samoas.
Well, Samoas are second at 19%.
You know, though, they've changed all the names. When I was a kid, they changed the names, and it infuriated me as a child. And I think some of the names are kind of switching back to their original names, but I don't even know what they're called now.
Were you really infuriated?
I was a pretty opinionated kid.
Yeah. No.
But I mean, who do you go and complain to? Were you a Girl Scout selling, or you were just a consumer?
I was a Girl Scout.
And so you protested with your troop leader?
No, I don't. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I protest.
Okay, you didn't cross your arms in a huff and say, I'm selling these under protest?
No, it's more like I said, well, that's stupid. I like the old names.
There you go. Well, now, what was the old name?
Look, I think Samoa was the old name.
Okay, well.
And then they changed it to something else.
Caramel Delights.
Do you know why?
Oh, wait. Why?
Because the company that baked them for them owned the name.
Yes. See, there are two companies. There are only two companies that
really?
Make these.
Really? And
yes.
Then, the Tagalongs had a separate name, which was like peanut butter patties.
Well, that's exactly right. Very good. Yes. Then the peanut butter sandwich, which is the Do-Si-Dos.
See, I don't think we had those when I was a kid.
And then shortbread or trefoils. Now, and again, just as Kevin
classic
said.
Classic standard.
There are two licensed bakeries, and they own their own names. So
probably what happened was our local Girl Scout unit, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Our purchasing cookie company. We switched companies.
Right, exactly. And so they had no control over it.
So really, both those names were out at simultaneously. And my fury was for naught.
I think it's year to year.
Yeah.
It's a bidding process from these plants, I think.
Fury was for naught. I like that. That's very nice.
N-A-U-G-H-T.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. So anyway, that's happening. Get ready for that. So the world's oldest woman, that'd be Koto Kubuku of Kawasaki, Japan. Love their motorcycles. Died Saturday at a nursing home.
Oh.
But the oldest living person in the world is also in Japan. That's Brown Kimura, also 115 years old and living in Japan. So they kind of keep the record. It's just from oldest woman to oldest person. Facebook testing an option where you can email someone within the social media site and be guaranteed that it lands in the recipient's email inbox. Currently, if you're not friends and you send a message, it goes into the other folder, and that person probably won't see it.
I don't know that I've ever opened up my other folder.
You see, and that's what I mean. So the whole idea there, obviously, is that you don't get spammed by a bunch of folks who you don't know. Facebook plans to charge a minimum of $1 for a non-friend to send a message, but the price could go higher. For example, right now, some users are seeing an option to send a message to Mark Zuckerberg's inbox. Of course, he's the CEO, but it'll cost you $100 to do it.
Now, see, the only reason I would message, I'd rather have people message me and say, yeah, we worked in the circus together. Don't you remember? Or you know what I mean? If someone's going to add you as a friend, that's important sometimes because you wouldn't know who those people are unless they send a message that says, yeah, we sat on the bus in kindergarten.
Okay. Sure, fine, yeah.
But I don't think people are going to pay two. I would just say, well, I won't friend you then if I'm going to pay $2 to send a message to you.
Well, and again, and it's worth $100 to send something to Mark Zuckerberg?
That's just weird.
And
what is this, a monarchy?
Yeah, and somewhere between that $1 and $100, I guess there'll be some kind of a gradient there where, okay, for $23 you can send one to Sandra Bullock or whatever, for $28 to Bradley Cooper. I mean, I don't know, but how very odd that they trying to monetize it in that way.
They'll pay you money to send a message to Scott DeLucia.
That's right, dang straight. Kelly Hill, well, they'll have a really tough time since I don't have Facebook. But anyway, Kelly Hildebrandt and Kelly Hildebrandt, a married couple who made international headlines in 2009 for having the exact same names, have filed for divorce. The Hildebrandts, who met on the aforementioned Facebook in February of 2009, have been separated since March, with an official divorce filed last year still pending. Kelly, that's the male, and Kelly, that's the female.
Spelled the same?
Yes, they are. Matter of fact.
Interesting.
Say that they are divorcing over irreconcilable differences. Boy, I hope there's no identity theft going on here. That could be very difficult. Anyway.
I'm going to keep the name.
Just thinking, yeah.
Okay.
My name. I had it before you. No, I had it before you. Yeah. Flowers Foods, by the way, while we're talking about food with the Girl Scout cookies a minute ago, was put in a bid for Wonder Bread, thus ending our long national nightmare in which we had no bland, tasteless, soggy, preservative-laden white bread.
Oh, now at least call it mattress stuffing. That's what my family calls
okay,
it.
Okay, that's all right, too. Yeah, well, until it gets hard, then it becomes crunchy and flattens out your mattress. But nonetheless.
Maybe this is a box, it gets on the box spring side.
And there's nothing better than just taking that bread that you think is so great and wholesome and just kind of widen it up, and it becomes just a little ball of dough in your hand, right?
Yep.
It's so healthy for you. Also brought, maybe not. Also brought a few of the other Hostess brands along with it. They took Butternut, Home Pride, Merita, and Nature's Pride, as well as 20 bakeries and 38 depots. Cost of the deal, $360 million. Well, one report says $390, one report says $360, but nevertheless.
You're just counting at that point.
That's true. It's not final and not necessarily definite, but Flowers, which is based in Georgia, has only agreed to be an initial bidder at a court-sponsored auction next month, which means that they're subject to other bids, and even if there are no other bids, they still have to get approval from the bankruptcy court judge. So whether or not it happens, we don't know for sure, but at least we're one step closer to being able to stuff our face with things that are so good and healthy for us. By the way, Hostess officials say they're still in talks to sell their snack food cake business. That's your Twinkies, that's your Drake's Cakes, Walmart, and Kroger, the grocery store chain, prospective buyers for that. Sounds yummy. A Swedish stereo shop is now selling a coffin with a built-in sound system.
Awesome.
Link to the playlist that can be updated by the living. So, I mean, does it have a little dock and you put the iPod right there in the top of the coffin and it plays music inside? Okay. Patrick Dempsey, you know who he is, right?
Yes.
Patrick Dempsey.
McDreamy.
Yeah, right.
What's sad is the only people I ever hear talk about it is you guys, and Kevin always calls him McDreamy.
Well, that's the name of his character, right?
It just sounds weird here in this full-grown man. Yeah, McDreamy.
Well, there's McDreamy, McSteamy. It's all from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, are they all Scottish on there? Is there like a Scottish monopoly on the...
Having never watched the show, I can't comment, so I'm not sure. Anyway.
Kat, don't be a McDork.
Very nice.
Okay, McNerd.
Now, he apparently, along with a group of investors, has bought Tully's Coffee Chain for $9 million. So that it's a private company now. He and his private investor group bought it at auction last week. And so Dempsey likes Tully's as is. His group will continue branding 47 different Tully's locations that way. So there you are. He's now like a coffee dude, and the name of his company is Global Baristas LLC.
Oh, good night.
Yeah, that's neat. Okay, so that's Patrick Dempsey. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, you know, it's I was going to say it's Friday, but it's Monday, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, it is. All right, so what's happening?
Hey, how would you like to have the job to have to dig up those coffins and recharge those batteries?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, and Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, Doug does great work on restoration. Can take that classic that you have and either bring it back to the way it was or maybe modify it and specialize it the way that you want to, both inside and outside. If you'll recall that they've been doing... Really, they've been doing interior work for their regular classic collision restoration customers for a long time, but now it's open to the general public as well. They can do work on the inside of your vehicle. If you'd like to, for instance, get the headliner replaced, maybe you want to get the carpet replaced, maybe you want to change the seats inside to leather, they can do that for you. They also put on convertible tops. And not only cars, they'll do vans and boats and RV interior as well. But the mainstay of Classic Collision Restoration is making sure that they do body work for you. And again, not just classic work, but daily drivers. If you get into an accident, boy, what a hassle it is. Classic Collision Restoration can make that as smooth as possible. Give Doug a call at 779-8399. Take you through all the steps that you need to help you with your paperwork as far as the insurance is concerned and renting a car, getting you from here to there, making sure the vehicle gets to his shop to get the work done. So give him a call at Classic Collision Restoration at 779-8399 or go to the website. That's classiccollisionandrestoration.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give him a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Not very comfy out there today. I mean, we've had colder weather, but that combined with the light rain just hasn't made it very pleasant. Look for a high temperature today of 46 and a 40% chance of showers and maybe some sleet involved if that happens. Most of the rain has moved out of our area right now. It's pretty much due north of us, but maybe something else will pass through today. Low tonight, 32. Tomorrow, 43 is our high. 30 will be the low on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, 47 and 31 will be the temps. Then we have sunshine for the end of the week. Right now, the humidity is 85%. Winds are from the north at 18. The chill factor is 24. And again, we have light rain out there, and it's 35.
Arbin Corporation is seeking to hire a computer system engineer in College Station. Applicants must be able to analyze and develop a best practice testing procedure for battery and fuel cell testing equipment in order to reduce the lead time and to maintain the quality of the products. A Master's of Science degree in Electrical Engineering, Computer Science, or Industrial Engineering with 2 years of related experience, including experience with battery and fuel cell testing equipment, is required. Please send your resume to Arbin Instruments, Attention HR, at 762 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station, Texas, 77845.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
After the 9/11 terror attack on our Benghazi consulate, suspect Ali Harzi was detained in Turkey. And then he was extradited to Tunisia, his homeland, where he was charged with membership in a terror organization. Last month, our FBI finally got around to questioning the guy for a couple of hours in the presence of a Tunisian judge. And now he's been released by another Tunisian judge, citing lack of evidence. The UK Daily Mail describes the release of this suspect as a blow to Obama. Yes, to Obama. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, unavailable for comment. You see, from day one, the regime demonstrated they couldn't care less about Benghazi. The administration knew that it was a terror attack from the get-go, yet they sent Susan Rice out to lie, blaming it on an anti-Muslim movie that nobody saw. Unlike the Tunisian jurist, that filmmaker is still in jail. In addition to Ambassador Stevens, we lost three Americans, another diplomat, a CIA contractor, and a former Navy SEAL. Within days, CNN reporters were able to lift documents from the burned-out embassy, yet it took weeks before our investigative team managed to get inside. There are survivors of the attack, but the administration won't reveal who or where they are. To top it off, Hillary Clinton bumped her head, got a concussion and a blood clot, and can't testify till later this month. Maybe. Folks, the only blow to Obama will be if the truth ever comes out. And given the state-controlled media's lack of interest, that is a very big if.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Property Tax Consultants, LLC, providing property tax appeal services for more than 10 years. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time since Rudder High School opened 5 years ago, there is a proposed change in attendance zones. The Bryan School Board holds a public hearing tonight, starting at 6 in the administration building. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says if approved, it will grow Rudder to near capacity while creating more space at Bryan High.
Bryan High School will be a little smaller. Currently they have 2275, I believe, is the latest number, and so it'll be a little bit smaller. But we're looking at some options of putting some different programs and stuff at Bryan High School to utilize that campus and that facility better, because it was built for 3,600. And so our hope is to have both those schools, both high schools, at a larger foray.
The school board will not vote tonight on the proposal, which would take effect next year. As one of several freshmen to the state legislature, Representative Kyle Cassell says he feels they will have a chance to step up more than they have in past sessions. For one, Cassell says he feels that he and Cecil Bell will have a great opportunity to play a very big role in agriculture.
And, you know, I've met a lot of these freshmen that are either involved in real estate or investments, and, you know, they'll have a big impact in accountants. It'll have an impact on appropriations and across the board on our financial needs. And I go back to Cecil and I have both been involved in the water debate over the last 20 years from agriculture, municipality, and industrial needs.
Cassell feels they have a wealth of information to offer, and he and Bell have already had meetings with leadership recognizing that knowledge. A bicyclist is hospitalized after being hit in the middle of Welburn Road near Graham Road Thursday night. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says a van that swerved to miss being struck by a turning car made contact with the bicyclist.
The bicyclist was struck and raised up, and he slid down the driver's side of the van. He was not wearing a helmet and was wearing all black and had no lights or any reflectors on his bicycle.
42-year-old Sean Joubert was taken to the med with serious injuries. Later in the evening, police responded to the area of Longmire and Deacon, where Logan says the driver of a pickup had struck several mailboxes and a parked car.
When officers arrived on scene, the same truck was seen driving through the accident scene. Officers then followed the defendant to make contact with him. The defendant was located, stopped on the intersection of Treehouse and Longmire Drive.
A short chase ended at Deacon in Texas when the driver jumped out of his truck. 20-year-old Tyler Willis of College Station received medical treatment, then was arrested and taken to jail. More than 4 years in the making, a Bryan man has been convicted of downloading close to 300 images of child pornography. 37-year-old Nivlak Simmons entered a plea agreement that ended a jury trial in Brazos County District Court.
There was never a question that the person was intentionally trying to download child pornography because, again, we had those search terms, and we also had a history spanning years of somebody intentionally downloading child pornography on multiple occasions. The question was, who did it, and how can we prove that they knew that there was child pornography on the computer? And only by digging through the computer and analyzing times and places where we knew people were could we put it together and say, yes, Nivlak Simmons was the one who was guilty of downloading child pornography on the computer.
Assistant Brazos County District Attorney Jessica Askew says Simmons was sentenced to 10 years. He won't appeal the conviction or punishment, and he will be required the rest of his life to register as a sex offender. Askew also says Simmons had no personal or online contact with any children. A stabbing in South Bryan Friday night left a mother in the hospital and her son in jail. Police say 20-year-old Ulrich Kuchurik confessed to using two kitchen knives to stab his mother 8 times to her jaw, neck, chest, hand, and shoulder. The mother told investigators the stabbing occurred after telling her son to stop playing on the computer and help her around the house. Afterwards, the mother said her son walked away when she hid the knives under a bathtub, moved to a back room, and called 911. A resident of a College Station apartment complex is accused of assaulting a security officer with a power drill. A security officer at the Lofts Apartments told police Friday night the resident had walked into the lobby highly intoxicated, so he took his car keys and driver's license and walked him back to his residence. The security officer says when he tried to leave, he was struck. While he called 911, the officer says Lentz got a cordless drill, and during a struggle, Lentz was able to turn it on and press the drill against his neck. The officer said Lentz eventually dropped the drill, and he was restrained while waiting for police to arrive. And the investigation of last Sunday's shooting at the Cotton Village Apartments in Snook continues to develop. 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell has been arrested and charged with murder following the shooting death of 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Allen joins the equally charged 19-year-old Broderick Gerber of Bryan at the Burleson County Jail. Each has a $1 million bond. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 35 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Property Tax Consultants. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Some cool weather and some showery weather in the forecast for the region. Lots of clouds today, a couple of showers around. High temperatures only 43 to 48 this afternoon. Clouds, maybe an isolated shower tonight, 35. For tomorrow, we'll see some sun peeking through those clouds. There could be an isolated shower. Highs tomorrow near 45. Partly to mostly cloudy near 30 tomorrow night. It turns partly sunny on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is something I've been wanting for my whole life.
After Elston Turner put up 40 points, the Aggs stunned Kentucky. More on that coming up in just a bit. Aggie football loses another coach to Texas Tech, and NFL playoffs all here in about 12 minutes.
Those NFL playoffs, that was stupid. God, of course the Texans were horrible, but like we were shocked over that.
Yeah, no, nobody in the world.
What's it been like 5 weeks since a Matt Schaub had thrown a touchdown pass anyway?
Something like that.
But man, that Atlanta game, that was just craziness. That was just that. Atlanta shouldn't have won that ball game.
Nope.
But you know, that's the way it goes.
That's what you get when you try to ice a kicker.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, he missed the kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed it.
So he got a big fat do-over.
Yeah, he did. And the coach goes, "Who called timeout?" And of course, they caught him on the sideline saying to the linesman, "Call timeout."
Yeah.
So it was the coach, but nonetheless, thought Seattle would win that way it goes. So just in case you're casting about looking for a couple of television shows to watch, something new, different that we haven't seen before.
Okay.
Lifetime Channel reportedly developing a new reality series based on the BBC One TV show Prisoners' Wives. In the show, which is beginning its second season on British TV. I mean, so don't think that we just do stupid TV over here, okay? They do the same thing over there in Great Britain now.
Well, Wives of Prisoners actually sounds remotely interesting.
Well, you'll get a chance to watch it on Lifetime then. The show, beginning its second season on British TV, is about four women who cope with a man in their life serving time in prison. So, really. You want to see that, do you, Kat? I mean,
No, I'm just saying, hey, it's more noble to be focusing on how these women overcome their hardships than on some of the crap that...
Than Diving with the Stars?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, what are you talking about? How about that, though? There's Diving with the Stars, there's...
Which Kevin said wasn't that great,
it
anyway.
It was the worst television show ever made, ever.
Well, but you got to try it. And then there's TLC, premiering a new reality show called Best Funeral Ever.
Gosh.
Okay.
That's sick. I'll tell you what else is sick. Who are famous because they spend lots of money, that is just the stupidest cop-out ever. Those people shouldn't be famous.
Well,
like the family whose name begins with a K. I don't think I need to say.
No.
But they're just, what did they do? Nothing. All they did was, I don't know, buy zillions of dollars of shoes.
Well, one of them became famous for a sex tape. Let's just get that straight.
But then you don't have to contribute to their wealth. And if you don't, then, you know, then you don't. Here's one for you. Mike Tyson.
A prize winner.
He'll be guest starring in NBC's Law & Order SVU this season, playing a murderer on death row whose violent actions would be part of a byproduct of a horrible childhood.
Did he bite off anybody's ear?
Well, I don't know.
Is it a biopic?
I don't know. We don't have the entire story there.
I think he was typecast.
Yeah, it could be.
Not that he's killed anybody. I want to make that clear.
No. He's not like Ray Lewis. He'll be retiring. You know, Ray Lewis is retiring. We just have some questions about Ray Lewis's background.
It's two, is it not?
Yes, it's two, not just one. Yeah. So the Golden Globes were last night. I tell you what, man, I can't think of how long I watched that. But for TV, yeah, your best drama, obviously, Homeland, since the actor and the actress won that, too. And for comedy, HBO's Girls and Lena Denham, I guess, whoever is the star
that one
of that.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then Don Cheadle.
How many N's are in it?
Just one. Then, no, it's just who is it? That's all. We just don't know
I'm
who
saying
it is.
If it's L-E-N-A. Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And the best comedy actor would be Don Cheadle from House of Lies.
I love Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's a really good actor. I didn't know that he did comedy, but apparently he does, so that's kind of fun.
Supposedly the hardest to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. So here we go. The depiction of violence in the media is as big a concern as easy access to guns, according to a brand new national study surveying parents on the main contributors to America's culture of violence. So it's the media. Common Sense Media and the Center for American Progress found that 77% of parents blame the media. But, of course, the media can't turn around to say anything to the parents about what they allow their children to be exposed to. You can't be doing that.
No, that Call of Duty game had nothing to do with it.
Not at all. I understand the difference between that and the real thing. Anyway, they're saying violence on TV and movies and videos. And the thing is, there's some television shows that I watch that, yes, they actually do, you know, show the guys as they're getting shot with the bullets. I don't think that it makes a big difference to me, but then I don't think they're talking to me because I'm not a kid. All right, they're worried about what the kids see. The study was a survey of 1,050 parents with children who are ages 18 and younger. So they're trying to blame it on the media, and that's
I've missed okay. a lot of Law and Order because my kid was there.
Oh yeah, sure.
I mean, I just won't watch it when she's
right.
in the room.
You
that's
just,
ridiculous.
You just can't do that. You have to understand. Have to be a parent every once in a while. Got to be a grown up. Okay, smartphones helping us stay connected to the world, but relationship experts warn that this could be keeping us from really being connected to other people.
Well,
no
sure.
kidding. Ian Kerner, who's an author, explains how cell phones can have a negative impact on close relationships. And two studies agree. In one study, researchers found that people who took part in personal discussions with a cell phone just sitting nearby reported lower relationship quality. Is there anything more annoying than talking to somebody and they reach in their pocket and get out their cell phone just to see if they've got a message? I mean, it's kind of like saying, okay, I'll talk to you, but I was hoping somebody more interesting would be trying to get in touch.
The only thing that's more annoying is somebody that's on their phone when they're checking out.
Oh, yeah, you got to like that.
I hate that.
Yeah, and then they put the phone back so they can pull out their check and write it and fill it out for the amount.
Right.
And once they do that, everything is just fine.
Well, the check writing's not as bad as when they count out penny out of an Altoid tin. You know what I mean?
Carry your change in an Altoid can, do you? Tin?
No, I mean, I have before. I'm not saying that I am annoying.
You use that little thing
that
you squeeze and it opens up. It looks like a clam turned sideways, right?
I do not have
And I'm just asking, that's all.
It's green, just like my granddad's.
No,
yeah.
I have a little zipper purse.
Oh, okay, all right. So Miss Congeniality might not really win this. A Canadian beauty queen and former Miss Congeniality's pled guilty to taking part in ice hockey riots in Vancouver. Oops!
That's part of me that loves that.
Back in 2011, the Stanley Cup Finals. During the incident, buildings were looted, cars were set on fire. She said, yeah, that was part of that. So, all right, a business.
This means she's a passionate woman.
Well, it could be. A business, somebody tries to hold them up, and, you know, you see it on a lot of doors now of convenience stores, how they have those the marks so you can tell how tall the person is.
Yeah, tater salad, Ron White makes fun of that.
Exactly. So that's, yeah, I remember that. So there you go. That's one thing. But get this. Following a spate of robberies, McDonald's outlets across Australia installing DNA spray devices over the doors to douse the fleeing robbers with an indelible mark. The non-toxic spray will mark alleged thieves with a DNA code that lasts for months and shows up bright under a blue light that the police officers, you know, UV flashlights.
No
show
kidding.
Up bright blue. Yep.
What is it made out of?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, thus what it shows is that those crooks are actually tied to that scene.
Why don't they just put a dye pack and turn them purple?
Yeah.
Then
they'd
be easier to find.
But what they'd have to do is they'd have to get the person to take it out with them. Instead, by spraying it on them as they leave, then obviously they have no control over it. Well, I guess they could wear a hoodie. And
that's what I mean. Instead of doing the dye, dye them when they're walking out.
This is what's
happened. The purple guy's the one that did it.
That's it. A McDonald's spokesperson tells the Sydney Morning Herald that during a trial period, six restaurants experienced zero robberies and reduced instances of antisocial behavior. Now the invisible spray is being installed in all 780 Australian McDonald's.
Interesting.
But see, if they try to do it here, I'm sure the ACLU will get right in the middle of that.
I'm allergic to the spray dye.
Exactly. Something, whatever it happens to be, they'll find some reason that their rights are being in somehow controlled. Hello?
Yeah, let's dye the guy with the gun on the way out.
Yeah, okay. That's the idea.
If
exactly.
you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you the forgetful type? We can all be a little absent-minded from time to time, but there are some things you just shouldn't forget. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. After a lunch date with his wife, Michael Murray returned to his car. He set his three-month-old son's baby carrier on the roof while he focused his attention on his daughter, buckling her into her seat. A few minutes later, driving down the interstate, Michael heard a scraping noise from somewhere above him, and that's when he realized he'd forgotten his newborn son on the roof. But it was too late. The boy slid off the car and dropped to the highway behind him. Now, before I tell you how this story ends, there's an important metaphor here for all of us parents. Fortunately, most won't forget their baby on the roof of their car, but many forget their kids in other ways. They focus their attention on one child, leaving their other children feeling left out or forgotten. Maybe you share common interests, like sports, with one of your kids, so it's easier to spend time together. Whatever the reason, make it a point to focus on your children equally and give each of them the attention they need. As for the baby on the roof, well, miraculously, his carrier slid harmlessly down the road, and he was unhurt. But let this story inspire you to remember your kids, because some things just shouldn't be forgotten. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:53. A&M's entry into the SEC has been better than most expected. Within months, A&M football knocked off the number one team in the country in Alabama. And not many months later, Elston Turner scored 40 points for the Aggies and stopped Kentucky in Lexington 83-71 for the first road conference win as a member of the SEC. The loss was the first home conference loss in John Calipari's tenure at Kentucky, and Kentucky had won 24 straight SEC home games before Saturday. Here's Coach Kennedy on Turner's performance.
40 points was an incredible performance, one of the best performances I've ever been a part of.
And for his hard work, Elston Turner has been named ESPN.com's National Player of the Week. Turner became just the third opponent to score 40 points against Kentucky at Rupp Arena, joining Chris Jackson of LSU, who put up 41 in 1990, and David Robinson of Navy, who holds the record of 45 points back in 1985. Kentucky head coach John Calipari also had high praise for Turner. Quote, well, in the NBA, coaching, obviously, there are a couple guys that can do that to you. But in college, that was, like, phenomenal, end quote. Turner's performance also marked the first time an Aggie has reached the 40-point mark since Don Mayberry did it back in 1985 against Baylor. Here's E.T. after the big win.
I was shooting around today. I could just feel, you know, I kind of liked the rims and got a good feel for the, you know, for the balls. And, you know, I thank God for this, man, because this is something I've been wanting for my whole life, you know, to play Kentucky, get an opportunity to play, you know, one of the premier teams in the country, and, you know, it was a great team win.
Texas A&M, who is 12-3 and 2-0 in the SEC, will gear it back up this Thursday at Reed Arena to take on the number 9 team in the country, that's Florida. They'll tip it off at 6 with all the action live right here on WTAW. Number 20, Texas A&M women's team got 19 points from their player of the year candidate, Kelsey Bone, who also sat out the last 4 minutes of the game because she could. Three other Aggs were also in double figures as the Aggs rolled past Auburn 78-56 for their ninth straight home win. Bone added 10 rebounds, making it the fifth straight double-double for her. Over that five-game run now, the junior from Houston is averaging a little over 20 points and a little more than 13 rebounds per game. A&M, who was 13-5 and 3-1 in the SEC, kept pace with number 12 Georgia, who was 13-4 and 2-2, and that's for second place in the SEC. That showdown this Sunday, 4:00 in Athens, and all the action for that basketball game can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Now, as of late Friday, he was staying. Then word came down yesterday he was going. Texas Tech has hired A&M linebackers coach Matt Wallerstead as the new defensive coordinator, according to several sources, including TexAgs and Rivals.com. Wallerstead was a former K-State All-American linebacker and spent 2 years before coming to A&M as the associate head coach at the Air Force Academy. Turning now to the NFL, Atlanta is back in the NFC Championship game. The Falcons earned a spot in next Sunday's game against San Fran with an exciting 30-28 win over Seattle yesterday. Matt Bryant's kick was 49 yards, and he made it the second time with 8 seconds left. The first kick, which he missed, was disallowed after the last-minute timeout was called by Seattle to, quote, ice the kicker, which obviously didn't work. A little less exciting, however, was the Texans game. Tom Brady threw 3 touchdown passes yesterday as the New England Patriots stopped the Houston Texans 41-28 to advance to the AFC Championship game. Brady earned his 17th career playoff victory, surpassing Joe Montana to become the winningest quarterback in postseason history. Texans quarterback Matt Schaub, for his part, had 343 yards passing and 1 touchdown pass. Here's Gary Kubiak following the game.
I thought we were in a dang good football game. I thought that we had a lot of plays that we had missed in the first half, but they put together a couple of big drives in the third quarter and then, you know, weren't able to match them.
A new Associated Press basketball poll will be coming out later today, and it's anybody's guess who's going to be number one. Last week's top team, Duke, lost 2 days ago, and number two, Michigan, fell to Ohio State yesterday, 56-53. So, of course, we'll let you know tomorrow who's number one. Tony Parker had 20 to lead the Spurs past the T-Wolves 106-88 yesterday. And in golf, Russell Henley of the United States, a rookie on the PGA Tour, won the Sony Open yesterday. He finished in fine fashion with a 7-under 63, finished 24 shots under par, 3 shots ahead of Tim Clark. And finally, Lance Armstrong is set to interview with the Oprah. And it's rumored that he may come out and say, yes, I did indeed take drugs. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5 My Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's time for some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Called Charles Culver. It's 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today,